Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God recorded in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 27. He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. People who don't have much experience or know-how when it comes to home maintenance issues occasionally speak, plan, and promise as if they did. While sometimes they figure things out and even do an adequate job, often they end up calling in a professional because they need help from somebody who knows what he is doing. When it comes to spiritual life, we think we can handle it on our own. We think we can come up with the right answers and the best strategies. And often, we are sorely disappointed. We think we can know the mind, heart, and will of God simply because we think he is probably a lot like us. And then we find things not going as we thought they should. Maybe we even find ourselves confused or bitter and angry as a result. When it comes to knowing God and interacting with him, we need somebody who knows what he is doing. And we have him, the Holy Spirit. He is the one who knows all involved intimately and well. He searches hearts. He knows the mind and will of God. He intercedes for us. He goes as our representative to the very heart of God. He does it in a way that is perfect and deeply interested in our welfare. We don't always know what is best for us. We don't always know how or what we should pray. We sometimes lose track of the things that a good and gracious Father says are most important. But the Holy Spirit doesn't. He knows that our greatest needs and the best free gifts from God are spiritual ones. Forgiveness, peace, joy, hope. These he gives to us through Jesus and his word. He knows our need for spiritual resiliency and strength, which he graciously gives us by connecting us to the truth in Christ. He knows our weaknesses and readily comes to our aid. The Holy Spirit does his work in accordance with the will of God. We will begin to better understand those prayer thoughts when we look for God and his will in his word. We get a good idea of the Holy Spirit's interceding as we learn the meaning of and pray for ourselves the Lord's Prayer. He wants every lasting and gracious spiritual blessing for us in Christ. If you struggle with your thoughts and prayers, take comfort in knowing that at your side and before the Father's face is one who knows what he is doing, and he does it for you. Holy Spirit, we thank you for the way you intercede with our Father on our behalf. Help us to find confidence, joy, and peace in knowing that you do this precious work for our welfare. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.